All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, Lord, and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we love you today, Lord. We worship you. We thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today, Lord God. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, oh God. And God, I just pray that you would move by the power of your Holy Spirit in a special and a mighty way today. I pray, Lord God, that hearts would be open to hear and to receive the word that would come forth today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for breaking yokes and bringing down the high places in the lives of the people, oh God. And Lord, I thank you for your healing anointing being released, the gifts of healing being released in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that people might receive their healing and their deliverance and their restoration in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for healing bladder cancer being healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for testicular cancer being healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for sciatic nerve pain being healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for that healing manifesting itself right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank you for activating the gift of faith. Let the gift of faith be activated. Lord, let the gift of faith be activated in the name that we can believe for the impossible, that we can believe for the miracles and signs and wonders, because you are a God of miracles. You are a God of signs and wonders. And Lord, I thank you today. Lord, I thank you for releasing your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area and over this region, Lord God. And I thank you for your glory being revealed. I thank you for the strong man being bound of mind control, being bound in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that people's minds would be loose to hear, to receive the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you. I pray that your blessing will be upon this teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, I'm grateful and I'm thankful that God has allowed me the privilege and the opportunity once again to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and to talk with you about God's goodness and God's word. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. As always, it's a blessing to be with you to share the word of God. Saints, we're blessed. You know, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. But I'm believing that God is getting ready to do some great and mighty things. You know, those that have an ear to hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking and saying. You know, we serve a God of power. We serve a God of deliverance. And I'm excited today, saints. You know, we have a special guest today. I thank you. You were listening last week on the broadcast. I was telling you about the young lady that received the miracle of healing, in her ear, to be able to hear. And I have her on the show with me here on the line. Sister Lynn, God bless you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely fabulous today.
Amen. Thank you for taking time out to be with us here on Straight from His Word. You know, you have a very, very powerful testimony, and I'm just grateful and thankful, you know, that, you know, God is still in the healing business, that you can probably attest to that fact. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So just to give you a little backdrop, Saints, I was preaching in a service, I believe, in January. And normally what happens, saints, when I'm in a sermon, when I'm preaching, there's deliverance. The Lord has gifted me with a deliverance ministry, a healing ministry, and he will have me go out and pray for people in the congregation. And I was through. I was done, saints. You heard me say this last week. And I'm walking back around to get back up on the podium, and I see her there, and I can see myself. The Holy Spirit said, stop. And put your fingers in her ears and just pray. And I looked and I said, mm-mm. And I tried to walk away, and I had to take 3 steps and I turned back around and come back. And I had to get in the seats and reach over a row of chairs and stick my fingers in her ears. And I started praying. And then I walked away. And then, but later we found out, you know, when I was speaking with her, that God had given and restored her healing. So, Sister Lynn, what I would like for you to do is to share with the listeners Were you born deaf? What happened? How did you come to lose your hearing in your ear?
Okay. Well, first, can I just thank God and thank you, Dr. Lavelle, for having me and for giving me this opportunity to share my testimony.
No problem.
No, I was not born deaf. I, at the age of 19, I was in a car accident, a very serious car accident, and I had a seatbelt on and all of that, but I had a concussion. They tell me I went through the windshield. The car was completely totaled. Mm. The brakes gave out coming off of a freeway off-ramp.
Oh my goodness. My car
ended up going across the street into the hotel that was nearby. And all this I'm told, because I was completely out. I woke up in the hospital, and I was told that God had an angel. He had a nurse nearby that saw this, that was in a car, and got out to assist. And anyway, when I woke up, they told me I had severe nerve damage to my ear, because, of course, I couldn't hear them as well as I could hear prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
And they had audiologists and, you know, the people testing my hearing. And anyway, I was told that I was left with 17% hearing.
Oh, my goodness.
And that it was going to progressively get worse, throughout time, until eventually I was completely deaf. So, I mean, one of the blessings God did, I had been diagnosed with cancer prior to the car accident. So one of the blessings he did was that cancer was gone after the accident. So, you know, it wasn't something I could get too upset about, but hearing that I was never going to hear or being told that, that's kind of how that came about.
Oh my goodness.
And so then from then I got hearing aids and, you know, the little teeny ones that you fit in your ears with the little batteries. And I had to learn how to read lips, and just my whole life changed. Sounds I couldn't hear anymore.
Uh-huh.
The type of nerve damage was, if you were to say a sound, I couldn't make out what it was. Like if you said the word no, that could be, oh, no, snow. You know, I didn't know what sound you were saying. I had to just play off of what I thought we were talking about, what conversation was going on, because I could not specifically hear anymore.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty much how it started.
Okay, so that started and this happened. How old were you when you had this accident?
19.
You were 19. Okay, so basically you went...
Well, I'm sorry. It was actually a week before my 19th birthday.
Okay. So actually a week before your 19th birthday, you were in this major car accident. They said, you know, you only have 70% hearing. You went through and they gave you the hearing aids. They said eventually you're going to be all the way deaf, correct?
Yes.
And so you basically went through life reading lips. Did people know that you were reading their lips? Did they know that you had this hearing impairment?
At first, not people did, but it caught on because, like, when you're 19, you're in college, but when you go to, like, job interviews or just as you obtain employment, you know, I was looking at people's mouths. And I was trying not to, so I had to make a conscious effort to figure out how to give them eye contact, keep eye contact, I should say, but catch what's coming out of their mouth. So being a female, I'll be honest, with especially men in the workplace or just in life, I had to go ahead and reveal, because there were times people caught me looking at their mouth, and, you know, I wasn't trying to give that impression, but I had to let them know, hey, I can't hear you, and I'm reading your lips. But I asked, that was at the beginning. As years went on, I got... I'm 49 now, so I got really good at it, and people couldn't tell after a while.
Okay, so basically you had perfected lip reading.
Yes.
And people didn't know that you had this hearing impairment. And had you ever prayed and asked God to restore your healing, your hearing?
No, and I know you probably laugh. No, God has been so wonderful to me, and he's done so much else that... That was just one I never went to him about, but not because I didn't have faith to believe. It just never occurred to me to go ask him for that.
Okay. So now this is what's amazing about this testimony, Saints. I wasn't scheduled to preach. And I received a call and the pastor said, hey, D, can you, you know, take the service? Can you preach on Sunday? I said, sure, I'll get up there, you know. Not knowing, you see, there's an appointed time for people's healings and their deliverance to take place. And we never know the vessel that God is going to use. And it's amazing that when I finished preaching, and like I said, she was the very last person that I prayed for. But, you know, because we are straight from his word, I give you chapter and verse. So I need you to go with me to Mark chapter 7 real quickly, Saints, in Mark chapter 7. And the scripture, this is dealing with the healing of a deaf mute was healed. And in Mark chapter 7, verse 31 says, "And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseeched him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears. And he spit and touched his tongue, and looking up to heaven, he said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, to be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loose, and he spake plain." Wow. And so what had happened, you know, when I'm caught up and when I'm ministering like that, as I said, I'm walking by, and I it's like the Holy Spirit, I could see me stopping, putting my fingers in her ears, and I remember this scripture. And so, Sister Lynn, you can probably tell them what happened when I'm sure you saw me walk by you, and then I turned around and I got on the row of seats in front of you. And what were you thinking when that happened?
Okay, just like your radio show is called Straight from His Word, I'm going to keep it straight. I know Dr. Lavelle, and so I know the anointing that flows in his life, so it's a powerful anointing in Christ. So as he's coming my direction, like he said, the service is just wrapping up, so I'm thinking, no, he's not, Lord. He's not coming this way, Lord. And then he gets into a row of pews in front of me, and he has to lean, like you said, over the pews, like he shared with you. And I'm thinking, I'll be honest, I'm thinking, Lord, what about to happen? And he puts his fingers in my ear, saying, and I'm thinking, oh, my Lord, it's a good thing. My thought was, it's a good thing I trust this man. He put his fingers all in my ear. Never did it occur to me I'm about to receive a miracle. I didn't even think about my hearing. I had no idea why he's sticking his fingers in my ear. So once he did, an electricity flowed and a heat. And, I mean, my whole body started to shake. It was nothing but, you could attest to, but the power of God. You knew the Holy Spirit was evident, and you knew the Holy Spirit was at work.
Okay. So when did you actually realize that God had restored your hearing?
Well, in that moment, I figured some kind of healing took place, but again, I didn't attribute it to hearing. I did not know until later, because this was a powerful, wonderful service, so a whole lot of noise was going on. So this wasn't until later when my children and me were at home. And as I'm driving to get home, rather, I'm noticing I'm hearing things just even in their conversation, because you have to understand, at 19, I hadn't become a mother yet. So I have three children, and I've never heard their – I don't want to get choked up. I've never heard their voices clearly. I've never heard the sound of my children's voices clearly. And in that moment on the way home, Holy Spirit, I'm sorry, Saints, I didn't know Holy Spirit was going to move like that. But on the way home, I could hear tones in their voice I'd never heard. And for a moment, I thought, well, what, Lord, what is this? It was beautiful, but I still didn't quite catch until we get home and as we're talking. And then later when I'm talking to Dr. Lavelle, I realized I heard him differently than I heard before. That's when it occurred to me. I think Dr. Lavelle even said, how are you hearing? And I just went, wow. It was like, then it clicked. Then everything clicked that I had been hearing sounds all throughout the rest of the day that I had never heard before. And that's when I knew that that's why your fingers went in my ears, because God had blessed me with hearing. And I just felt humbled that he chose to do that.
Now, God is good, Saints. Amen. Glory to God. Now, how did this impact your children? What did they begin to do?
Oh, you got to understand, we're a kind of down-to-earth funny bunch, so my children like to have fun as I do. So there's a wall in my home in between the kitchen and the living room, as in most people's, but I mean, you can't see, it's a solid wall. So they went on the other side of the wall, and they start whispering just silly stuff. And I was repeating it. I mean, then we just started clowning. We started going through the house. They would go somewhere and turn around, because my children have always known all their life, like I said, I've had this hearing problem, that I was reading lips. And so I have the type of funny children that throughout their growing up, you know, especially my two older children, when they hit teenage life, they would turn around on purpose, you know, mess with mom, because they knew if I couldn't read your lips, I'm not in the conversation totally. So anyway, that day, they started doing that, and we started getting amazed. They would go further and further away from me. They would go where I could not see their face or their mouth, and they would say something, and I was repeating it. And we were just all getting joy. We were just all thanking God because it was, hey, I can hear you. I mean, of course, I probably had the most joy, but they were joyful with me. They knew that a miracle had happened. And I have to tell you, saints, I had to thank God that my children were there to witness it. Two of them were there to witness it.
Hey,
and it was just a blessing.
That's just, you know what, say, see, now this is a powerful testament, understanding the fact that, you know, God says that he will confirm his word with miracles and signs and wonders. And, you know, God is still in the healing business. And, you know, a lot of times when you hear me praying the way I pray when I open up the radio show, it's because the Lord has me to speak that out. And so I'm just following the leading of the Holy Spirit. I had no idea that I was going to, that he was going to have me do it. And I had prayed for a lot of people, saints. I mean, I am spent. I'm done. And it was just like she was the very last person. And it was amazing as we look at this scripture that I just read. She was sitting off in a corner off to the side. So, you know, and there was only just a few people that were around her. And when God instructed me to do that, I was obedient. And so it was at that moment that God manifested this miracle. And she realized it. And then the following week she got up and she gave the testimony before the church. Now tell the people, what did the saints begin to do to you after you shared their testimony with the congregation?
Well, I had a twofold. I had some saints that come up to me and they were just, oh my gosh, you know, this was wonderful. It did something in their life or whatever they were going through. They needed to hear that. So I did have quite a few people that said that, but I had a lot of people that, you know, I understand man has a hard time believing those kind of miracles still exist today. I had a lot of people that would try to call my name from far away, or they would say, hey, hey, and with my back to them, I'd answer them. And they said, oh, my goodness, you really can hear. I was like, well, didn't you hear the testimony? Or they'd say something to me in a whisper, and I'd repeat it back. And they were like, oh, my God, she got her hearing back, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
So they were having a lot of fun with it.
Amen. God is amazing, saints. And you know, and I wanted her to bring her on to share her testimony so that some of you that might be struggling, you might be praying and asking God, God, I need you to heal me this, God, deliver me that. God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And Sister Lynn, I know that God has also wrought a couple of other healings in your life that you haven't testified about, but you've shared them with me. I've known her for several years, by the way, just so that you know. And she has a working relationship with my daughter. So I want you to share something about you not being able to eat or sleep, whichever one you feel comfortable sharing.
I believe that the Holy Spirit ordained this interview today because it'll help somebody. I was sexually abused when I was 12, and anyway, it doesn't matter who it was by, I was. And so from that point on, I've never slept. All through any night, I maybe have gotten by with 2 hours, if that. And I mean, all the way into adulthood, it was something my children knew I'd be up. And, you know, I mean, I'm an early riser anyway, but I never was able to sleep. I wasn't comfortable sleeping. You know, that kind of trauma does something to you. Again, never just thought to go to God and ask for, you know, anything about it. But through miracles of deliverance, believing in deliverance and the ministry that God has in deliverance last year, God blessed, and prayers were prayed over me, and I was blessed to sleep for the first time. I mean, sleep through a night. Like, I'm an early riser, so if I can get 5 hours, that's a good night. But I was able to sleep, and I'll say quickly, I was found out when I was 40, saints, that I had been born with a congenital birth defect in my esophagus. I spent my teenage years being tested for everything under the sun, from anorexia to Crohn's disease, never getting a good, you know, diagnosis of what was really going on. So I used to throw up every single day. And I'm talking every day that you eat food and life to survive, I'm throwing up. All through pregnancies, I almost lost all my children because I couldn't keep food down. In that deliverance prayer that helped my sleep, I also began being able to eat. And I have not thrown up since summer. August of 2018,
my God.
I have been able to eat and digest food and, you know, be healthy like normal people and sleep. And that may seem like nothing, but somebody out there, I believe, needs to hear that. God is still doing those kind of miracles right now in this day and time.
My God, my God. So you spent all of those years because of the trauma that you experienced, not being able to sleep at night. And
you know, you're... you're a 12-year-old, so you don't think, about, what effects that really causes.
Right. And God delivered you to where you were able to get a good night's sleep, and you've been able to sleep. Amen?
Amen. Let me say that with no sleep, I didn't dream. And I know that may not seem like a big deal to most people, but because of the trauma, I saw nothing but blackness. If I did ever see anything, you'd have to believe in that realm, but it was demonic warfare. But I never had happy dreams like people say they have or anything good. When I got back to being able to sleep, I can dream again. And, that's a good thing, too. That's a healthy thing, too.
He's
just done amazing things in my life.
Now, and so you've been able to eat also.
I can eat. Oh, my gosh, saints. I can eat. I can eat craziness. I can eat a slice of pizza and finish it off with some candy if I want to. God is good. I know I'm making a joke, but it's no joke. I went through, psychologists from Harborview to Virginia Mason, UW Medicine. I had everybody testing me every which kind of way that I didn't know tests exist from the time I was 15 on. They even put me through psychological testing to make sure that I, mentally was stable. And no doctor could come up with anything until when I was 40, they did some type of scan that told them that if that birth defect had been caught when I was born as an infant, they could have corrected it. But it had grown 40 years in the wrong direction. And what that meant, saints, is when I ate, my system, my esophagus would just go into spasms for no reason. And it was never, it's nothing you could time, you couldn't plan it. My esophagus shut down on me, and that's why I would throw up. And now I eat, nothing happens, and it has been, like I said, since August of 2018.
So now what do your children say about this, you and your new eating habits?
They are loving it because, first and foremost, they want to see me healthy. And I'm just, I guess as a parent, I'm thanking God because he's allowed them in their young life to experience this. My children are 25, 23, and 13. He's allowed them to experience this now. They don't have to get older. And I've shared with them, God did that for a reason. Now you know the power of God. You've witnessed it. You've seen it. So it's increased their knowledge of Christ and their belief in his power. But they're enjoying the fact that I can eat with them. Heck, I can eat probably better than them.
Amen. Now, I have about a minute here. Is there anything that you would like to share with the saints of God before we get ready to close down?
Again, just let me say I thank you for this opportunity to share this testimony. And if someone out there is struggling with anything, be it sexual abuse or some physical ailment, please know that the God we serve, our Father, loves us so much that he is just waiting for you to ask. And if you believe in faith, he will deliver, just as his word says. Healing, signs, miracles, wonders, they are all real. And I just want to share that with you.
Amen. Sister Lynn, thank you so much for taking the time to share your testimony. I know that someone has heard this, someone has been encouraged, somebody's faith has been activated. Saints, we serve a mighty God, and when he sent his son Jesus to die for on the cross at Calvary, he came to deliver us and to set us free from the power of sin and to break the yoke of oppression over the enemy. God loves us, and he loves you. So, saints, continue to pray. Pray for God's healing gifts to be manifested and activated in people's lives. Continue to pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts will be open to hearing and receive the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You hear me say this all the time. Jesus Christ, his Lord's return is imminent. Saints, it's time to press our way into the kingdom of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that God loves you and God has a plan and purpose for your life. And you can just say, Lord, here I am. Use me. Lord, show me your glory, Lord. I need more of your presence in my life. And remember, Jesus Christ is Lord, his return is imminent. And if the Holy Spirit moves on you to bless the ministry financially, saints, please be obedient. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.